So this is Christmas Eve. What's Christmas Eve all about? Now, for Melissa is usually here. My daughter Melissa, some of you know her. My little girl's now 47 years old, has a mind of her own, decided not to come tonight. She's already in bed with sugar plums dancing in her head, I'm telling you. But this is the night of birth. This is the night of the birth of a baby. You can imagine what births were like back in Jesus' time. They would have, the birth of a king would have had a beautiful bed and linen and satins and purple adornments and curtains, and there would have been a midwife, several midwives. There would have been priests praying, and there would have been officials standing by to witness the royal birth. This was a great and royal occasion for a king born in the world. You can imagine what an exciting, wonderful time that was. Kind of a contrast with what we just heard, isn't it? Born in a manger. A manger, in case you don't know, a manger is the food trough for the critters in the stall. It's, and now, I don't know how many of you grew up with animals. Her family raised horses and down by Pagosa Springs. I grew up on a ranch. So when we were growing up, we always had a horse and a cow. Milk, fresh milk every day. And the barn, the cow, and the horse were out there, and it was a familiar scene for me. And it was interesting. We grew up with these critters. How many of you have spent time in a barn with cow, horses and cows, and there's a sense of smell to it, or and it's warm? And, well, no, if you keep a good, clean stalls, it's a pleasant, wonderful. And the cows were always, she'd always look around to see where the kids were before she moved. The horse would watch out for her. She raised us, I think. But it was a pleasant place to be. It was warm and comfortable, even when it was cold outside. Those big critters put out a lot of heat. In point of fact, in that day and age, the wise families would build the stable, and they'd build their house above the stable so that the heat would rise and keep them warm in the winter, keep them from getting cold. So being in the stable isn't quite being cast away. Joseph has been summoned back to come back because he is of the house and family of David. Apparently he has kin there, and he has to come back for the census. He has to come back to do that. But they arrive, and in that day and age, you didn't have hotels and motels, and you had to depend upon staying with people you knew or hospitality. And most families, if you had a home, you had a guest room for that very purpose, to take care of sojourners, wayfarers, travelers. And so they would have had, Joseph's family would have had a guest room somewhere, but the guest room is full. The census, everybody is coming. Apparently, it was pointed out to me by our organist that Mary probably wasn't too tickled riding a donkey at 9 months pregnant. But they might have had to make a few pit stops and a few extra breaks. I've heard that. The pregnant women I've been around, they go from bathroom to bathroom. It's just a way of. But they arrive, and there is no place for them. There's no place in the guest room. No posada. No shelter. And so they're in the stable, but it isn't like they've been cast out into the wilderness or take your chances with the wildness. It's a clean, and there's some comforting parts to it. It's a joyous place. So we hear that the Lord is born in mean estate, and we need to make sure that simply means a simple estate. He was not born in royalty. He was not born among riches, but amongst the everyday people. So it's a simple birth, very simple birth, baby, mom. I imagine it wasn't too noisy, although all the births I've been around were pretty noisy, because moms they're encouraged to be about that, and that's the way that process works. But here is an interesting thing, is this simple thing is pretty incredible. It's pretty incredible if you heard what Diana read out of Titus. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Puts you right in the Christmas mood, doesn't it? It's all highfalutin language. What's that doing in there? Why did the pastor have you read that, Diana? Yeah, she's looking at me with that same look. It's important, and actually one of the commentators summarized it. Here's what he says. This passage sets the Christ event in a broader theological framework and serves as a reminder that even at Christmas, the eschatological dimension of Christ's work is present. Straightened it right out, didn't it? Yeah, it went over all of our heads. Don't feel bad. Don't be looking around like, I didn't get that. It's highfalutin language because something incredible is happening here, and it has to be understood for what it really is. There's something incredible here. God has come to earth and been born a human among us. You ever know, you hear that song, Emmanuel, Emmanuel? Emmanuel means God with us. And here is God come to earth to live among us. And not only that, the God coming to earth, born a helpless baby in a stable, in a manger. And it's incredible because this is the Messiah. I know you're all scholars of the Old Testament. And I can say that with humor because I don't even think there are books in there. There's a lot in there. And in it throughout, there is the prediction of one who will come, a Messiah that will be born to the people. A Messiah, which is also the word Christ, that will come and that will be a Savior, that will save the people, that will redeem them. And they're waiting. The whole Old Testament is full of waiting for the coming of this Messiah. And here he is born. Emmanuel, God with us. Incredible. And we hear it. At the stable, it's pretty quiet. At the stable, we might have heard Mary. But it's pretty quiet. But in the fields, an angel with a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven. Did you see some of these kids' action things and the songs and the singing and the ensemble? Lots of singing, lots of celebration. All out in the fields with the shepherds proclaiming this incredible birth. So it is incredible. It's incredible, and it's incredibly simple. It's incredibly simple that all those years ago, the Christ was born. Christ was born to humanity, God with us, God among us, God to be within us through the Holy Spirit. And that's what we celebrate tonight.